This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl.
It's Friday, man, right?
Yeah, we made it to the end of another week.
Yeah, man. Were you out? Did you feel a change in the weather yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, the wind was just ridiculous yesterday. It almost blew me off the road on my drive home.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was just howling all day.
Yeah. Did it knock the leaves off the last leaves that around the property?
Yeah. I mean, we already had lost a lot of leaves. We had, to be honest with you, last night was Thursday night. So Wednesday night, we actually had in our front yard a huge branch come off a tree.
Wow.
Yeah. So it seems like the wind has abated, but the cold has set in.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to 55 and 60 is going to feel warm from this point forward. Anyway, got a great show lined up for you this morning. By the way, I was at an event last evening, and Bill Clinton was there. And it was a... What do you call it, man? There weren't a lot of people there. It might have been about 120 people. And I will tell you, it was kind of, you know, dealing with faith base and pastors and, you know, black pastors. And that's what it really was about. And I can tell you, man, that I really enjoyed Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, if you haven't seen him or heard from him in some time, has really, the ravages of time have really affected him. They affect all of us. But I always remember Bill Clinton being this strong, physically strong guy, quick-witted, and those kinds of things. But you see him today, and he'll kind of surprise you. And, you know, some of us age differently. And Bill Clinton, I don't know how old Bill. Calvin, how old is Bill Clinton? Can you check that out for us, please? He's got to be 75, you know, 76, somewhere around there. But, man, he really physically looks frail. I think Calvin's got it.
Yeah, Bill Clinton is 78 years old.
Oh, he's 70. He's Donald Trump's age. Okay, so he's 78. So that kind of explains it. He looks frail. But I'll tell you something. I've listened to Bill Clinton for decades. I never enjoyed Bill Clinton more than I did yesterday evening. In an intimate setting. I guess that's what I was looking for. In an intimate setting. And he was talking about, he said, so I know both candidates. He said, I know Donald Trump. Oh, excuse me. Freudian slip. you know, he didn't say Donald Trump. I'm saying it, Donald Trump. He said, I've known him for, you know, long time. My wife has known Kamala Harris for over 30 years. He said, I'm not here running for anything. He said, I'm here appealing to you for my grandchildren. Because if this man gets elected, I fear for my grandchildren. He said, I was the president of the United States for 8 years, two terms. And you know what he said? He said, you know, my ego wanted me to get a third term. But he said the system is shaped in such a way that the architects of it knew the inherent danger in giving anybody that power for more than two terms. And then he quoted Donald Trump. Oh, excuse me, Donald Trump. Where Donald Trump said, if you vote for me this time, you'll never have to vote again. He said that. Donald Trump said that. He said that. And so Bill Clinton was saying, do you understand the inherent dangers with a man who is so in love with power and the impact of what could happen to our nation? He was, man, he was strong last night. I recorded the whole thing, and I'm going to see how we can break it down and play it, you know, different excerpts of it, because he said so many things that I think, man, people should hear. You know, he said this. He said, you know, I've got the best experience. I was the president for 8 years. I know more than you the fear of what can happen if Donald Trump gets reelected. This is Bill Clinton. He, even though Bill Clinton was a Democrat, he governed as a centrist. Many of his policies, Democrats were opposed to. And so he wasn't exactly somebody that, you know, people on the left were in love with. I didn't love Bill Clinton and some of his policies. I have to just tell you straight up, I've never been a big Bill Clinton fan. And not because of, you know, all the shenanigans with Monica Lewinsky and other things. But yesterday, I felt him. He, as he stated, I'm not running for any office. I'm coming to you as a concerned grandparent about what happens if Donald Trump gets reelected. Now, I'm not going to change it back, because after we get through talking today, you'll understand why, you know, he's now officially Donald Trump for me. So this morning, oh, by the way, at 9 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Sarah Rodriguez, the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wisconsin. But this morning's show is dedicated to women. And men, you know, that doesn't mean you can't be engaged and involved. Behind every great woman, there's a great man. I know Calvin is like, hey, it should be the other way around. Not in this case. That wasn't a Freudian slip. Okay? And so we're going to talk, and I want to talk with women. Men, you're welcome. The phone lines are open at 855-752-4842, because women are going to be the saving grace. You know, four years ago, it was women who made sure Donald Trump didn't get reelected. And after some of the things this lunatic has said in the last few days, what he's guaranteed is the fact that women are going to make sure that this lunatic does not, you know, get reelected. Now, men, Many of them are going to be voting overwhelmingly, you know, for Donald Trump, especially white men. They're going to be voting for Donald Trump. But women aren't going to be voting for him. And there's nothing he can do to prevent them from making sure he doesn't get reelected. So the music, the conversation, you know, want to hear from women. I'm not, you know, dismissing any male caller, but women are going to be the saving grace. Because, man, we just can't figure it out. We hear, man, we're going to talk about Donald Trump in New Mexico yesterday, making a total ass of himself. But that's who he is. He doesn't have enough sense to know that there's, if you're a bigoted person, maybe there's some times you should be cognizant of what you are saying around a group of people who don't look like you. He's such, you know, a foolish man that he doesn't even know that. So if a man can be that foolish and to not realize that what comes out of his mouth hurts a whole group of people, why should that man be president of the United States? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about something he said about Liz Cheney yesterday. These things in of and by themselves should totally disqualify this lunatic from becoming president of the United States. 855-752-4842. You know, Sandy's not here today, so I'm going to have to go it alone. But trust me, I'm more than qualified to do it. And there's going to be some fireworks because the election is on Tuesday. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
In my soul. Oh yes, I
right, all right. You know what? I remember Helen Reddy. And when, you know, that song came out. And so you think about the accomplishments of women since that song came out. And so they're not going back. And so a knuckle-dragging person like Donald Trump is not going to be able to defeat the progress that women have made. So, you know, yes, it's going to be a tight race. But women are going to drag us over the finish line. Because at stake, it's all of their gains. They don't want to go back to a time where women had to be in the kitchen or in the bedroom. I've lived long enough to have seen that. Donald Trump represents that. Again, totally disrespectful to women. And so women who support Donald Trump, you know, I don't get it. You know, I honestly don't get it. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Al. You say what?
Can't touch this. I expected to hear that first.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, and I appreciate you and Calvin talking about my weather. It's just now getting comfortable. See, anytime it's under 70 degrees, that's comfortable. Then we get the good weather when the snow comes. See, that's my kind of thing. Anyway. That's why you can't touch this.
Do you know, Al, this president, former President Trump, the more he opens his mouth, the more you can't even begin to believe that there's anybody, you know, who thinks that this is the right person to lead the world, man. I mean, I don't. Go ahead, Al.
No, I was going to say, why after all that has happened and all that he has done and everybody knows about it, why are they listening to him in the first place? The point is they're afraid, fear, that white people are going to not be in control of everything. And they think that everybody is going to come at them to get revenge for all they've done to everybody else. We don't think like that. We just want him to get the hell out the way so we can move on with the rest of our lives and try to make this a better world. But see, they're afraid of the fact that they will lose control. And when they lose control, what's going to happen? Other people are going to step up and try to put all of this other stuff behind us. But they don't see it that way. They think all of the degradation that they have put on everybody for the last 200-300 years, oh, they're going to turn it on us. We ain't got time for that stupidity.
You know, Al, thank you very much for the call. You know, 855-752-4842. Again, the only saving grace, women. Women aren't going to vote for that chump. You know, they're just not. Because of where they've come from. And where they're headed. He will stunt all that growth. He will turn back the clock. Make America great again when women were in the kitchen and in the bedroom. That's Donald Trump. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Hang on. I am invincible.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And if you're just joining us, I was at an event with former President Bill Clinton on yesterday, addressing the black clergy. To be quite frank with you, I was a little taken aback, because it appeared to me as if many of the black clergy were looking to, you know, not vote for Kamala Harris, and they were hiding behind, well, the Bible says there shouldn't be abortion. And I'm like, I'm looking at this, And I'm really, my mind is just running, you know, 500 miles an hour. Man, how can you be so stupid? So we hide behind the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And we say that this is the reason that I can't vote for Kamala Harris and the Democrats because they're supporting abortion. And I'm like, hey, man, I mean, what is it? How can you be so gullible? So you say I can't vote for Kamala Harris and the Democrats because of abortion. And yet, you throw away all the other things that Donald Trump has said, and we're going to get into it in a few minutes. He was in New Mexico yesterday and was just an absolute blithering idiot. You know, he has no self-control about hurting people. But if the only thing that you think is important is abortion, man, we got some problems. So again, thank God for women who are going to be the arbiters in the end and who will be the force field that will prevent Donald Trump from becoming president again. Let's go to Julie from Jackson. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Oh, hi, Earl. I don't understand why you call them stupid. If that's the reason that they, if that's how they feel, that's how they feel. See, this is the, like, and women, please, we're smarter than all of this. It's not about abortion. How many women do you know in their lifetime have ever been faced with the decision of an abortion, to get an abortion or not? Because I'll tell you what, I'm a woman, and I got pregnant the summer out of high school, unfortunately, made some bad decisions, and I was faced with a tough decision, and I gave that child up for adoption. And I'm glad I did, because a lot of people that have abortions are messed up the rest of their lives mentally. It's a hard, it's not an easy choice. And it's also not the only thing that a woman thinks about as far as when she's voting. And a woman doesn't just vote for somebody because they're a woman. And we don't not vote for somebody because we think they're stupid. We don't like
them. So, Julie, I want you to hang on a second, because I've got another woman on, and I'm going to let you have a conversation with her. She's on the other side of the spectrum from you. So these are two women from both sides of the spectrum. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How are you doing? You just heard Julie from Jackson. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I'm on the other side, unfortunately. I believe in women's rights. I have struggled all my life and to do the right thing. And I believe that a woman has a right to make a decision on her body. As far as I myself cannot live in another person's mind or what their decision is. But if they make a decision that they need to terminate this pregnancy for whatever reason, it is her decision between her and God and nobody else. That's the way I think.
Julie, you want to respond to that?
I totally agree with that.
Well,
nobody's saying that we're banning that no woman is going to be able to get abortion ever, anywhere, anytime.
Hey, Julie, there are parts of this nation that is the case. You know that, don't you?
Then don't, in some states, which, you know, are backwards.
Yeah, but you said there's nowhere in this country, Julie.
It's not the country. Okay. We're talking about states. It's up to the states now. So if you live in a state like that, unfortunately, I feel bad for you. You're either going to have to, you know, get out there and get people to get it to change. I'm not saying that nothing's perfect. This is the problem here. Nothing's perfect. No human being's perfect. Bill Clinton.
Hey, Julie, you are the exception, not the rule, with women when it comes to that. You know that, don't you?
I think a lot of women just don't voice their opinions about
it. Okay, Julie, hang on. Susan, you want to respond?
Well, I think that they're putting a lot of pressure on women. They are pulling away on women's rights. They want women in the home again and not out working. I have worked so hard in my life for women's rights. Do you realize in 1970, for every dollar a man made, a woman made 50 cents doing the same exact job? Now we are at a plateau where we make 85 cents for every dollar a man makes. And a woman has to work that much harder, because not only in a situation where the man leaves the family through a divorce or whatever, the women have to care for the children, have to find daycare, take care of them when the children are sick, and still provide. In the state of Wisconsin, has no-fault divorce. So even if a man, if you have four kids and you get a divorce, that doesn't mean that the man is going to pay for his children. You have to take them back to court. And when a woman has a low-paying job supporting four children, where do you think she's going to get the money to take the husband back to court to get child support?
So, Susan, hang on. Susan, hang on. So, Julie, this is from Tony. If there's no perfect option, let's let women decide what's best for them individually. Your response, Julie.
Amen. I agree.
No, but they took that away.
Susan,
they took that away.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't think they took that away?
No. And they? Who is they?
The Supreme Court. The Supreme Court took it away. Roe versus Wade.
The states to make up. The states individually decide.
Yeah, but if you live, Julie, if you live in a state where the state decides, and it wasn't like that before Donald Trump and his picks for the Supreme Court, you say that the women aren't just going to vote for abortion. This is not about abortion. It's their rights to make decisions without the courts and the government being involved. Go ahead.
Okay, like I said, this is this issue in a woman's lifetime. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's very low on any of these decisions. Unfortunately, some women have to make these hard decisions. Susan, nobody wants any woman just to stay in the home. I don't know where that came from. And if they do choose to stay in the home, that's great. If you're married with four kids and you end up getting divorced, is Kamala Harris going to give you money? What are you talking about? This isn't, the government doesn't have anything to do with your personal life. So you choose to get married in Wisconsin, that's a no fault. I don't know anything about the divorce laws here, but it's a, whatever it is, then, I'm sorry. That's your personal business. This is so, like, Earl, I just want to say one other thing. Please, please don't, if you think that because if a man says something derogatory about a woman with other men, and then somehow we all hear when it comes out and we can hear that conversation, I got to tell you, nobody really cares. You on the air the other week, whenever it was, were talking about Fox News and said their news reporters that are female were eye candy. So should we not listen to you? I don't, nobody get it's.
Say, let me, so let me say this. Let me say this to you, Julie. If you can't discern the difference between that and a man talking about grabbing a woman by their privates, then, you know, I don't even know why we're having this conversation. A man is running for president of the United States who says, if you're famous, you should be able to kiss a woman against her desires. Major difference, my friend. If you don't think that it's not, I don't know where else to go with you. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you, Susan. Let's go to CJ. Go ahead, CJ. You're up.
Well, thank you, Earl. I guess before you've changed subjects a couple of times, but you said you had, thanks for taking my call, you had President Clinton give a speech. If you recall, one thing he said is that Lake and Riley would still be alive if the border czar would have done
hey,
his
hey,
job.
Hey, CJ, I'm not going there, man. Okay? I'm not going to let you change the subject. I'm talking about women. We're talking about women and their decisions in this election. So let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning. Earl, man. I don't understand people. Julie, I wasn't even thinking about Julie until she called. I wonder, does Julie have any sympathy for the young women that have died because the doctors were sitting there and saying, we can't do anything about this because of the law in this state? What news is Julie listening to? Every Republican I hear is talking about a national abortion ban if Donald Trump wins. Donald Trump lies the minute his eyes open up. So when Donald Trump comes out and says, oh, I'm not going to sign a national abortion ban, he would do that on day one. And as far as the black pastors, Earl, I don't understand the ignorance of people. The ignorance of black people when it comes to saying, well, I can't support Kamala Harris, whether it's because she's a woman or because she supports abortion. No, she doesn't support abortion.
She supports a woman being able to make a decision on her own. Donald Trump and the Republicans will have us back in slavery if they could. When he talks about making America great again or going back to where it used to be, that's having black people do what they
Hey, Charles, man, thank you very much. Guys, hang on. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You know, talking about women, their role in this election, and it is my belief that they're going to be the ones who are going to save, you know, the Titanic from sinking because, you know, too many men don't see Donald Trump for what he really is. Women do. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
Out there this morning, but the sun is shining. Real quick, in normally on the abortion issue, that's something I stay a ways away from. You know, this is a woman's issue. It's for women to settle, bottom line. But I have to say this. You know, in the global standards of things, what other democracy is as rigid and stiff against family planning than this movement here in America, you know, where it's very restrictive? What other Western or democratized nation are the doctors so afraid to treat women with fundamental ectopic pregnancy care, for example? And the answer is there are none. You know, North Korea is a close comparison, but according to world standards, if we were to adopt this abortion issue as Trump is pushing, you know, we would be in the Stone Age. But the reason why I called is specifically about the ramifications of this guy. You know, your caller earlier said, you know, asked a question, it's a $1 million question. Why is he even relevant after all the chaos, all the gaslighting, all the assaults on so many different walks of life? And the only solution, or excuse me, the only answer to that I can come up with is because the GOP, the once very, very proud Republican Party, has sold itself out. There is nothing conservative about Donald Trump in MAGA. There is nothing constitutional. There is nothing that symbolizes, you know, the mores and the values of 240 years of our nation. There's nothing. But yet, because the narrative has been so successfully adopted and spread by this well-organized machine to where they've even got the black clergy to sign up across the country to for this one issue, and that is abortion, as the movie Blackface clearly described. So to close, you know, hatred, bigotry, fascism, racism, these are all words used by people on the inside of the Trump administration. A four-star General Kelly, Milley, and others. These are the people that worked side by side with this man for year after year. And anybody who knows the military, they are non-political. These guys don't lean left or right. They are taught that from the first day of basic training. And for America not to hold closely the words of the people that are there to serve and take the spirit of service, public service, seriously, to the point where again, Kelly is a Gold Star father. His own son died in the Iraq War.
Mike, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for those words in the call. Let's go to Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. You don't usually get into this fray, but you say what?
Hi, Earl. Thank you. I come from a positive perspective of the genders, and my hope is that we're witnessing an evolution in our society where we're coming from a battle of the sexes to a greater equality of the sexes, between the sexes. We women and men both have our innate strengths and skills and wisdom, and better for humanity, the survival of humanity and the planet, that we join hands and work on our society's problems.
Mary, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, go ahead.
Earl, this issue is either a woman's right to choose or the government's right to choose. I think I can trust women more with their own choice. And, you know, Julie just said she doesn't want government in her personal life. But yet the government is involved in one of the most personal choices that she has to make. If you do not want to terminate a pregnancy, then don't terminate a pregnancy. It's your choice. Government is forcing you to do something that should be your choice, women. And I think most women get it. So I'm not going to, hammer on that. But the thing is, and men out there, you have, if someone came in and told you that the government was going to take over your body, give me a break. It would never happen.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. You know, guys, you can either hang on or, call back on the other side. We're going to be joined at the top of the hour by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. We got a lot of different things we want to talk about with her, but especially the election. So 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.